We're speaking with Dave Campbell, who's the superintendent of the Kalamazoo Regional Educational Service Agency. Dave, thanks for taking time to speak with us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We're talking about a millage renewal that will be on the ballot coming up this coming Tuesday, May 4th. Let's cover the basics. How much is it and what is it for?
Sure. Thanks so much. This is the renewal of a millage that was originally passed in 2015. It's a 1.5 mil property tax that is used to, all the money goes to the local school districts to help them pay for their special education costs. And as you know, maybe many of our listeners here, special education or services are required by federal and state law, and which is a law we certainly support to provide all students the educational opportunities to maximize their potential. Unfortunately, when the law passed in 1975, the federal government said they'd fund it 40% of the costs, and they're up to about 17 to 18% of the costs now, after a long time, about 45 years. So it really falls upon the local in this case, meaning the local districts, the KRESA, to raise additional revenue to pay for the costs. And since the services are required, they are mandated, if something has to be cut, then it's a general education service. And so for many years, our school districts were subsidizing special education out of their general education budgets. And in 2015, when we passed that millage, that changed. And we now are very proud to say that our local districts do not have to subsidize special education for the students they serve with special needs out of their general education budgets. So it's very important to the local districts that this pass. It's a very important funding stream for them. An interesting fact that many people seem surprised when I mention it is that sometimes people think that KRESA serves all the kids with special needs, and that's just certainly not the case. We do serve a lot of students with special needs in our specialized programs, our center-based programs, which are really designed for kids who have more severe, more substantial disabilities. And so we have center-based programming. So we've got a full continuum of services to meet the needs of all kids in the county. But the local districts really educate about 80 to 85% of the kids identified as special ed in the county. So this is a funding source that they really rely upon to help pay for those services.
So just to be clear, this money is going to the local districts, not to KRESA.
That is correct. Yeah, KRESA is the legal entity that we do the collection. We're the one required by law to, special ed millages are have to be coordinated and delivered by the intermediate school district, which is what KRESA is. It's the legal term, intermediate school district for KRESA. And so we do that, but then we distribute the funds to the local districts. Mm-hmm. Good question.
What are some of the kinds of services specifically that are supported by the millage?
Sure. Great question. So every district employs special education teachers and paraprofessionals. That's probably the biggest single expense is staff. I mean, when you think about what a school is, a school is a place where you hire a teacher and the staff needed to support students. And I always like to simplify things down to the simplest level. When we started one-room schoolhouses 150 years ago, you built a building, you hired a teacher. We got to keep it warm. All right, well, let's get a wood-burning stove in there. Well, who's going to put logs? Who's going to put coal in there? And, it's in many ways, it's similar now, although, 150 years later, but there's still similarities. Who teaches kids? Teachers do. Who counsels kids? Counselors do. Social workers. Administrators lead the building. They keep the focus. They keep the sense of accountability. in a school. They're responsible for connecting the families with the educators and making sure that things are running properly in accordance with the Board of Education policy. So there's a lot of different roles, but really the biggest single one is it pays teachers and it pays paraprofessionals to work with kids. And you've got some social workers, you've got school psychologists in there as well, very important services, speech and language pathologists for kids with disabilities related to speech and language. There's a lot of different services, but really the biggest is the teacher and the parapros. And there's a huge teacher shortage right now. The teacher shortage is acutely bad now, but there's always been a shortage of special education teachers. And so we work hard to compensate them appropriately and benchmark salaries, but there's a shortage. And so we really need to hang on to our all of our teachers, but in special education, it's as acute as in physics and math.
If the millage is renewed in May, the total tax bill actually for people in the K-RESA district actually will be going down. And probably a question every homeowner wants to know is, how much is this going to cost me?
Okay. So I'm going to address that in two ways. If the millage passes, and a lot of people have already voted, I think over 15,000 people have already voted absentee, last I heard. But if it passes, the taxes will stay the same. Okay, since this is a renewal. Now, the taxes are going to go down, but it's a separate reason. And we put together a frequently asked question document that's on our website at kresa.org. And it is true that people are going to experience a little bit of tax relief this year. But that's because in 2007 or 8, I believe it was, there was a bond issue passed to build Woods Edge Learning Center, which is a school for students with severe physical and cognitive disabilities. It's located here next to the K-RESA Service Center on Milam Road in Portage. And those bonds that were approved by voters back then to pay for the construction of Woods Edge Learning Center are paid off. We've been paying off the bonds, of course. And so there will be a slight reduction of 0.275 mils reduced this year because those bonds, it's kind of like your mortgage. No, we paid off our mortgage. And so we don't have to pay for that anymore. It's a similar analogy to paying off bonds. But they are unrelated as far as this millage renewal is separate from that. But they're both important. They're both tax-related issues.
As I recall, in 2015, when this special education millage was first approved by voters, it passed quite handily. Are you hopeful that will be the case this time?
Yes, we are hopeful, but actually, it didn't pass handily. It was very interesting. We did a community survey in 2014 in preparation for that, and there was good support. The professional survey revealed that there was an understanding that special education is important, that it's underfunded. People didn't want the general education funds being used to pay for special education. So we felt very good. But then the legislature and governor at that time put a roads initiative on the same ballot in May of 15. And that brought out a different dynamic in terms of the election. And it passed 51-49. The roads initiative failed. I mean, I think it was like 75-25. It went down in flames. But our millage, our special education millage, did pass by a close margin. We have done another survey. We always like to do that. We think it's the respectful thing to do to survey the community, and it surveyed well. I mean, there clearly is a support in the Kalamazoo area for education and for special education specifically. We saw that in the survey, and so we feel like we're in the will of the people to continue to fund this properly so kids continue to get the services they need.
You don't have that competition this time then, so hopefully that won't be a problem.
Yeah, that roads initiative, that was really an unpopular one. That You know, that happens sometimes. So I just really appreciate the generosity of the taxpayers of the Kalamazoo area. I appreciate their value for education and their desire to maintain a strong system of public education for all kids, whether kids with special needs that would be specifically helped with this millage or the general education population. This is a wonderful place to learn and serve, and I just want to express appreciation. And thank you to you as well, Andy, for this interview. We appreciate you helping us get the word out about this millage.
And Dave Campbell is the superintendent of the Kalamazoo Regional Educational Service Agency, the Intermediate School District. Dave, thanks again for taking time to speak with us.
You're welcome. Have a good day.